Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Outside this ramp, this speaker is ramp column on the other side, so they won't be able to see.
Is there something to tell them? I don't know anything there. Abchanoich Friedman. Shlita.
Sali alecha ochi, ki na'amta li ma'od. The Gemara tells us, Rabbi Yechanan, when he was with Nifter, he was close to 400 years old. And the Gemara says, they were masbid him, ki bo ha-shemesh b'tzaraim, that the sun set in the middle of the day. Sun setting in the middle of the day doesn't depend on the years, depends on the man was in the middle of his activity. Rabbi Yeshua, Agoro Batoira, Agoin Batoira, Agoro Kiddush Hashem, Abbotz's Torah, with such a sweetness, with such an Ava, with such a Mesirus, with a close connection to his Talmidim and to his Kehila, Kibor Hashemesh B'tzaraim. The Chofetz Chaim explains, it says in the Posik, Mi Ale Bar Hashem, Mi Yokum Kom Kocho, Ashalona Sol Ashov Navshi. He didn't carry his soul in vain. He explains, Shov is not Sheker. Sheker is false. Shmur Sheker is false. You say that gold is stone, or stone is gold. Shvur Shov means something was in vain, no purpose. You swear something everybody knows, swears that a stone is a stone. Chaim explains with a parable that somebody, it was a loan fund, they give $1,000 a person. Somebody came, I have a tremendous need, asked for 50. They gave him. Next year, the time came for the pay, he was the first one to pay, 9 in the morning. But the fellow runs the gemach, saw these are the same dollar bills that he gave him. He said, did you use the money the whole year? I would have given to somebody who would use it. Says, when a person comes in the world to come the day of judgment, not only misses and averis are weighed, but what did you do? What did you accomplish in your lifetime? Rabbi Yeshua, what you accomplished? Shas every year. There are 40 times the entire Shas. Talmidim, hundreds of Talmidim close to you. Your Beit Knesset, and with such Ava, with such warmth, your Milat HaSibur, by you, we could say, that you utilize the time. Oy, there come to be made on you in the Yom HaDin. Vayikavu Yemei Yisrael Amus, says in Zohar HaKadosh, that every day, Yemei, every day comes before the Kisei HaKavod. What did you do on that day? You have to show for every day the Shas, the Abotas Atera, the Zokas Atera, the Kiddush Hashem. Oy. And it says in Chazal, Vishavta Marisem, Ben Sadik LaRosha, Ben Evid Elokim Lo Avodei. Ben Sadik LaRosha, you'll see in the world to come a tremendous difference. You'll see Mordechai HaTzadik and you'll see Omen HaRosha. Tremendous difference. What does it mean between Oyved Hashem v'lo Avodei? Ein Adoim Hashem Pirka Me'a Pomim L'Shem Me'a V'Echad. You'll see the distinction between one who learned 100 times to one who learned 101. The distinction seems as great as someone Ben Sadik LaRosha. That one time more, the Chofetz Chaim explains like they're in diamonds. If it's twice as big, you don't pay twice as much. You may pay 10 times as much. What more there is in the quality and the quantity, its worth comes up tens of fold. So the Chofetz Chaim says, if there's such a difference as one who studied 100 times, the 101, what happens to somebody who studied portions of the Torah, which somebody else didn't study at all? There's no comparison at all to his Kedusha. Here we have a man, 40 times the entire Shas, Be'iyun. And as it says, that the misses that you do, and the ones you were close to in life, they come with you to Yom HaDin. Who knows? You talk in Ma'od. That are this Levaya is Rabbeinu Ravashi, Rabbeinu HaKodesh, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, that you worked on the Torah your entire life, 40 times the entire Shas. Oy. And not only was a God on Torah, as we said, he was a God on Kiddush Hashem. Ma'abriya Soimris, the Gemara says in Yuma at the end, that it's the one who's in Nachas B'Riyasov, and he's Loimaterem, Shamish Tamini Chachamim, Ma'abriya Soimris, Ashri Mishalom HaTorah. Anybody who was in your close to you, or said, Ashri me, such a person, such warmth, such a care of other people, such a nice of all with other people. Rabbi Yerucham is Masbir. Why nice of all? Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested leaders, Moshe Rabbeinu, and saw it tested by the sheep because they don't tell you what they need. The highest point was Moshe Rabbeinu took the bricks of everyone and helped them. Nice of all, Rabbi Yerucham explains, is the highest point, because you need to put yourself in the other person's shoes. It's a combination of mind and heart. For instance, it could be someone a tremendous machlus erech, but if he likes meat and his guest likes fish, he didn't accomplish anything. You have to be able to put yourself in the other person's situation and understand what he needs and know how to help them from there. such a nice ball with his Talmidim, such a nice ball with his Kehila, such a nice ball with all his Chavirim. And I must share with you a story. I'm Yeshua many, many years, Rabbi Yeshua, but I didn't even know he was sick. And I go to America, I was there after Sukkot, and I usually go to Lawrence Kamad, never went at the beginning of the trip. Usually go on Sunday. But it happened to be I had an appointment there. So I went to visit Rabbi Yeshua. He told me he was sick. I said I didn't even know anything about it. But that night was the night before he entered the hospital for 10 hours chemotherapy. So he wanted to go with me to see someone for the Koilo. His wife asked, where are you going? You're sick. But that night, he made a connection with her. It may have helped us very, very much. The last night, and Chazal say, Ashrei mi shemeis b'derech l'dvar mitzvah, always seeking higher. At the end, the last night he wasn't in the hospital yet. He was still looking to do more mitzvahs. And I told him at the time, he gave me his sefer, the Bnei Chama, Bnei Levana. I told him, I argue on the name. As I understand, my name is right, Bnei Levana Yeshua was Bnei Levana. But this sefer is not a Bnei Levana. This sefer is a Bnei Chama. I never saw a sefer. A horror on every daf in the entire Shas. This is not a Bnei Levana. This is a Bnei Chama. What is left for us is the tachlis of Hesped is to learn. To learn from the Maisim Toivim of the Nifter. It says by Elio and Elisha, Pishnayim Baruchacha. At that time, the Neshama of the Mess is there and is looking for someone to take. To look at his godless in life. Look at his godless in Torah. Not to accept being small. Person will never be greater than his ambition. Chochma Magoyim Tamin, Napoleon said that if someone doesn't enter the army to want to be a general, then he's not a soldier. You want to be a great in Torah, know the entire Shas, not enough with a few words. And the same thing with Be'iyun HaTorah. And in Harbosis HaTorah, the love of Talmidim, the Mesiras Nefesh, the Noisi Ba'ol, the Gemilas Chasadim. Let us learn even Ma'at Ma'at from his Maisim Toivim. And may his chus, when he's coming in Shemayim now, and all the Tanoim and Amorim are meeting him for the 40 times he learned the Shas, we ask, be a Melech Yeshev Klai Yisrael, it should end the Shmichas Domim. The holy Jewish souls are being killed, Chas Shalom, day to day. Should be Shalom Yisrael, and we should no longer hear the Shofaris of war, but the Shofaris of Maimon Har Sinai again, and be as Mashiach Tzidkenu, Amen.
Ramosha Sosevsky.
I was asked to say a few words about Josh. Give me Torah already said by Rip Friedman, but the Maisa, Yeshua was my oldest friend. Learned together. We were Mamish Chaverim from a long, long time ago. And we used to talk and learning a lot. When he came to Eretz Yisrael, we spoke and learning a lot. And we always kept in touch as far as learning was concerned. Not only that, he was my closest chaver, and his wife was my wife's closest chaver. So we ended up shatning them. We were there shatchon. We have a tremendous, tremendous shaychus to Yeshua. As was mentioned, Yeshua, incredible masmid, the amount of Torah he learned every day, and the amount of Torah he learned every year, and how many times he went through Shas, But the remarkable thing about him was, to me, that usually somebody who's such a Talmid Chacham and such a level, and you know, people looked up to him in terms of his Torah, so you'd think he'd be an arrogant person, somebody who held from himself. The remarkable thing about Rabbi Yeshua was that he had no arrogance to him whatsoever. Whatsoever. Learned Torah because he loved to learn it, and he knew that people were very much makshiv, but he wasn't makshiv himself. As makshiv as Torah. Not only that, as we said before, he was a tremendous yiddid. He was close to people. I know myself, I saw to what degree he was mekarev tamidim, he got close to tamidim. And this was Yeshua. He also was a person who had a sense of humor and he did other things in life, you know. Even though Torah was certainly his number one priority, he was a very, very special person, very alive. It's hard to believe that Yeshua Kalish were here and he's not alive anymore. Amish, can't imagine, can't believe. Again, as we said before, you know, for me personally, it's just so, not ola ladas, that Yeshua is no longer with us. Right? But that's a metzius, and we're very grateful for the friendship I had with him, very grateful for the Torah we learned together. As was mentioned, I'm extremely, extremely pleased that not so long ago he was able to write his Sefer, De Levana, which we spoke about the Sefer. You know, I had written some Svarim, he spoke to me about my Svarim, and I spoke about De Levana, which is a Sefer for Aris, but it's not just Stam Aris, it's an Aris on every blot of Shas. And many of the Aris are Mamish Chashim. I went through them, but what I particularly, you know, enjoyed the most, to write a Sefer of Aris on every daf of Shas, is an incredible thing. I was very, very pleased, it wasn't so long ago that he wrote it, that he was able to be zochet to have written the play Halavan. With that, I just like to finish up, just such an incredible loss. And a person who was so alive to believe that he's not alive anymore is just incredible. And as we said, he will certainly be with all his Torah and all his midos and everything that he stood for, he will certainly be a tremendous Melitz Yosher for Klal Yisrael, who needs somebody to be Melitz Yosher for them today. And what better person could be a Melitz Yosher than Rabbi Yeshua Kalish?
Rav Kahen, the Rav of Kilas Meshech Chachma, close Yedid of Meshver.
עומדים לפני מיתוסו של אדם גודל. גודל בתורה, גודל במעשים, גודל בחסד, ודאי ודאי. אנחנו רואים לפנינו, כמו שכתוב בגמרא, סולחו מאיתם. איזה הוא בנוי למבוא? מי הוא בנוי למבוא? סייף עיל, סייף נופי. הוא נכנס ויוצא בשקט. וגוריס בוירייסה תדירו.
ולומד כל הזמן תורה, ולמחזיק תיבוסה לנפשי, ולא מחזיק תורה לעצמו, זה בן עולם הבא. זה מה שאנחנו רואים לפנינו. כאלה דרגס, כאלה הסוגס, בוודאי, בוודאי, לא בכדי. ונסתלק ביורצייט של הרב שך זיכרונו לברוכה אתמול. איך שהוא אמר, רב שך בעצמו אמר, הרי הוא הזדקן, זקנה מופלגס, אבל הוא היה מצפה, מחכה. מתי יוכל להגיע לישיבה של מיילו, לפגוש את רב קוויגר, לפגוש את הגדי לאוילום? ככה רב שך אמר על עצמו, פשוט הוא היה מצפה לזה. מה אפשר להגיד על כזה גוין רב ישוע, כזה קשר היה לו עם עבוד השם, עם התוירו, הוא ברור שזה מה שהיה מצפה, כל כך הרבה קשר ועמקוס והאורס ודברי תוירו, הוא היה חי כל הזמן עם זה, צריך שטייגן, לא, עוד יותר, צריך לעלות, צריך להתקדם עוד יותר, ישיבה של מיילו להשיג עוד יותר הסוג, זה היה החיים שלו. אז עכשיו הוא ודאי ממשיך את החיים הנצחיים. רב שך אמר על עצמו, שמעתי, הוא אמר, איך כן נשתרבן, אני לא יכול למות. אני דבוק בקדוש ברוך הוא, קדוש ברוך הוא לא מת, גם אני לא יכול. כמובן, אני עוד חיים, עוד דרגה של חיים, ככה הוא אמר על עצמו, זה מה שהרגישו. מה זה הצו היה החיים? לא מה שאנחנו מבינים בצורה פשוטה, להיות דבוק עם הבורא עולם. איך הוא זכה עד כדי כך? זה לא סתם עוד פעם ועוד עוד, עוד תוירו ועוד שס ועוד פעם ועוד פעם. זה מה שהיה, זה מה שהיה אוכל, זה מה שהיה נושם. בלי זה, זה לא היה שייך. עם כל כל מה שהיה עושה מסביב, כל הבוצס תוירו וכל החסד, וזה אני זכיתי להיות אצלו בבית, הכל בסבר פונים יופויס. אך ורק בגלל שזה היה החיים שלו. דביקוס בבורא עולם, זה מה שעכשיו זוכה לעלות עוד יותר ועוד יותר. אבל בשבילנו, ודאי, ואי לה שוב חודם בו לי בארו. חסר לנו הדוגמה, חסר לנו את המציאות הזו. אנחנו, יש לנו מושגים פשוטים, עושים תוירו מצווס וזה, אבל לחיות בצורה כזו, בצורה כזה של דבקות בקדוש ברוך הוא, אנחנו צריכים דוגמאות כדי שגם אנחנו נוכל לעשות מה רצון הבורא יתברך. ועל דוקא בוכינו, שוב חוק הזו שהיה מאיר מסוביב סוביב עם כל הפשטוס, כל הנובה, תמיד היה אומר, הוא רוצה לשמוע, לא רוצ, רצינו שהוא יגיד, לא, הוא רוצה לשמוע, רוצה עוד ועוד ועוד. זה מה שאנחנו צריכים פשוט כל אחד ואחד מאיתנו למלות, לשמור את הדוגמה הזו שהיה לפנינו כל השנים האלו, לשמור בלב שלנו, שימשיך את החיים שלו, שהוא ממשיך, שזה גם יהיה חי אצלנו, שהמציאות הזו תמשיך להעיר. עכשיו זה הזמן שאנחנו רואים עוד אותו, יש לו קשר עם העולם הזה, הוא כבר נמצא בעולם העליון, אבל יש לו עוד קשור למציאות שלנו, לעולם שלנו, זה הזמן לחטוף, וללמוד מדרוכוב הנפלאים האלו, ושהמייסים האלו שהוא זכה, זה ימשיך לתת פרי. מה כאן עומד ומשם יש, אף שום עומד ומשם יש, ימשיך עוד יותר, וכמובן שהפרס האלו, כל מה שהוא זכה, זה עניף פרס, בשביל משפחתוי, בשביל האלמונה, בשביל הצאצויים, התלמידים, וכל אחד ואחד שזכה לקבל ממנו, ודאי, שהקדוש ברוך הוא יעזור, שימי לי ציושר, שימשיך להתפלל בשביל כולנו, שכל אלה שזכו לקבל ממנו, בוודאי, שבזכות זה, הנשומה, אילו נשומה, ודאי שכולנו נזכור להתפלל בשבילו, מה שאנחנו יכולים לעשות בשבילו, להתפלל לזכותו, הרי נשום בצריכה תפילה, הוא כבר עכשיו לא יכול להתפלל בעצמו, הוא היה השקיע הרבה, אבל עכשיו הוא סומך על התפילה שלנו, אנחנו צריכים להתפלל, כל המזמר אוהבתי, דוד המלך, אוהבתי כי ישמע השם וזכו לי תחנונו עם החפץ חיים, זה על זה שהנשומת תוכל, שובי נפשי למנוחויכי, שהנשומת תוכל להגיד למנוחוסוי, הוא מתפלל לזה, וזה מה שאנחנו צריכים להתפלל, שלומדים לילוי נשמוסוי, מתפללים לילוי נשמוסוי, אפילו תפילה קצרה, כל אחד ואחד שקיבל ממנו ימשיך, וכמובן, עד כמה שמתפללים בשבילו זה חוזר, נוכל לקבל ממנו מהאור, כמו ששמענו, זה לא רק פני לבונה, אלא המילה של הלבונה שיכולה, ששמה את עצמו להחזיר אור, הנשום מקבל, הלבונה מקבלת את האור ומחזירה את האור, מילוי הלבונה, ובימים אלו, שבאמת היה מילוי הלבונה, זה באמת המציאות של הנפטר הגודל הזה, שמתפללים שימשיך האור להעיר, בוודאי בזכות זה הקדוש ברוך הוא ייתן לרחם על כולנו, על כל עם ישראל, ושיביא לעמו ישראל נצח, מוך השם לכם מדבר מעל כל פונים, אמן.
I'm scared to be must be somebody like you. My feelings are a little mixed. Because you prepared yourself your whole life for this. I think for you, we don't have to be scared at all. I'm going to talk in Hebrew and maybe I'll translate some of it. המידה הראשונה במסילת ישרים היא הזהירות. שאדם צריך להיזהר במעשיו ולהתבונן מה הטוב האמיתי שאותו הוא צריך לבחור ומה הרע האמיתי שהוא צריך לברוח ממנו. זיידי, בירה אותה לעצמך מה טוב ומה רע. זה מוכרח להיות, כי אין דרך אחרת לבחור בטוב ולהגיע לאיפה שהגעת. זיידי, you were able to figure out what's good and what's bad in life because there's no other way to get to where you got and to be boicher and toiv unless you know what's good and what's bad. the Mesillas Yesharim says, המסילת ישרים אומר שכלל מידת הזהירות סובב על הלא תעשה, סור מרע. ורק אחרי זה, מי שישלים את המידה הזאת, מגיע מידת הזריזות, שיהיה על העשה, עשה טוב. והדבר קשה, שהזהיר ודאי מקיים את כל המצוות, הוא לא רק לא עושה עבירות. והזריז גם כן ודאי לא עושה עבירות. אז מה זה אומר שהזהירות על ה... על הלא תעשה והזריזות על העשה? אבל באמת הזהיר והזריז עם שני מידות רחוקות מאוד אחד מהשני, הם מגיעים אחד אחרי השני מיד, ושמעתי בשם הראש שיבה שלי זיכרונו לברכה רבי הלל שהבקע הכי גדול בספר מסילת ישרים בסולם של העבודה בין הזהירות לזריזות. ואני אנסה להסביר, הזהיר עושה את כל מעשיו בזהירות, הוא לא רוצה לעבור על דבר השם, וגם המצוות שהוא עושה, המצוות עשה, הוא עושה אותם כי הוא לא רוצה לעבור על דבר השם שאמר שצריך לעשות אותם. The Zohar, everything he does is, he doesn't want to pass Hashem's rules, even the mitzvahs he does, he's afraid not to do what Hashem told him to do. ואשרי מי שישלים את ה... וקנה את המידה הזאת בשלמות. אנחנו מאוד חושקים בזה. אבל הזריזות זה משהו אחר לגמרי. The zrizus is something else. עד שאפשר לומר שהיא לא אנושית. We could even say, it's not human to be a zariz. הוא לא רק נזהר לא לעבור על דבר השם, he's not just careful not to pass over Hashem's rules, אלא הוא ניגש לעבוד את השם. הוא רוצה וחפץ לעבוד את השם. He wants, and that's his desire, to serve Hashem. Not just afraid to pass Hashem's rules, or careful. והתנה אומר שעם מידות של בשר ודם זה לא אפשרי לרכוש את מידת הזריזות. וצריך לרכוש בשביל זה מידות של חיות. כמו שכתוב, הווי אז כנמר, קל כנשר ורץ כצבי. וגיבור כארי לעשות רצון אביך שבשמיים. אז כנמר, העזות שהיה לזיידי. כשצריך, לא נשא את הפנים לאיש, לאף אחד. כשזה הגיע לנכון למה שנכון לעשות, או לומר. Nothing ever stopped you from standing up and doing what you have to do. קל כנשר, לא זוכר שראיתי אי פעם משהו שעצר אותך מלעשות את מה שצריך. I don't remember anything ever stopping you, Zaidi, from doing what you have to do, what you think is right to do. רץ כצבי, ניגשת לעבודה במהירות. לא מהירות של טירוף. אלא מהירות מתוך התלהבות. כמו מישהו שרץ לקראת דבר שהוא חושק בו מאוד. כך רצת לכל דבר מצווה שהזדמן לפניך. וגיבור כארי, באיזה גבורה עבדת את השם. לא, יאכפת לך מה אנשים אומרים, מה חושבים. אם זה נכון לעשות את זה. בהמשך המסילת ישרים אומר שהמידה הזאת של זריזות, המלאכים השתבחו בה. זיידי, היית קצת מלאך. קשה להאמין שאני אומר את זה על מישהו כמוך שכל כך חי איתנו, אהב אותנו. עד כדי שאנשים אומרים שהוא היה נורמלי. כמו שנאמר, גיבורי כוח עושה דברו לשמוע בכל דברו. אפשר לחשוב שתלמיד חוכם זה מישהו כמוני, רק יותר מוצלח במה שאני עושה. אם אני יכול ללמוד ככה וכך שעות, הוא יכול ללמוד כפול. אם אני מצליח ללמוד דף, הוא יכול שבע. אבל האמת אחרת לגמרי. תלמיד חוכם זה מציאות אחרת. ויש בחזל גם תנאים איך להיות תלמיד חוכם. ובוודאי כדי להיות תלמיד חוכם צריך לדעת, ללמוד, צריך לדעת את התורה. חזל אומרים, כל תלמיד חוכם שאינו אינו כן ואינו יותר כנוחש, אינו תלמיד חכם. אדמו"ר נמצאת ביומא דף קב"ג. כדי להיות תלמיד חוכם צריך להיות אכפת ממה שלומדים. להעריך את ההבנות שלו, לראות בהם תורה. To respect your own learning. זיידי, לחמת על התורה שלך. כשהבנת משהו בתורה, when you understood something in the Torah, הלכת לפי זה לגמרי. כך ראית את המציאות מאותו רגע. אהבת את התורה שלך. You loved your Torah. וכך גם כיבדת ואהבת תורה של אחרים. זיידי אין ברבי. I can't say I was happy, but yesterday when I watched the stadium in America, it was beautiful to see what you guys created. I don't really get to see the family, so we don't really get to see the family over here. To see what you guys did in our generation, how you raised the family. What they're machshiv, what they're not machshiv. What they learned from you. The Ahavas Torah everybody in the family has. And maybe I'll share with you something so to describe what I mean. The Ahavas Torah you give to your children. When I was a bachur in yeshiva, I had a trick to get out of anything I had to go to or family thing. I had a way to get my mother to cover up for me. All I had to do is tell her, Mommy, I have a chavrusa, I have a shir. And it was automatic. No, stay in yeshiva. I'll cover up for you. That comes from a house like yours. A house of Ahavas Torah. In such a level. I think it's not only our loss. I think it's the whole dor, if I have the koach to say such a thing, lost from its madriga of Ahavas Torah, respect to the Torah. You left us a very, very big achrayus, Zaidi. האחריות שהשארת לנו גדולה מאוד. The things in life you don't want to do. Well, this is definitely one of them. I got a real amazing compliment once. I gave a shiur. I don't remember where it was, why it was. Afterwards, someone came over to me. I said, wow, you gave that just like your shver. You almost look like a son. Yes, I was. Abba, can I tell you, I feel like I lost a father. Yesterday, I spayed him, my brother-in-law, Ellie Russ. he knows, Abba doesn't like it if you just, like, quote names or quote things and just... You have to have a raya, super beautiful rayas that got son-in-laws, daughter-in-laws, are considered children. But Rashi's, Chazal. I have another one. I have another Rashi. I could probably... I know for a fact, Abba was able to talk. Abba could tell me how many times in Shas. Rashi says the following words. Rashi says, every once in a while, Libi Omerli, Abba, my heart screams, you're my father. Gemara Megillah, Yud Gimel, says the Basya Bas Paro, Kilu gave birth to Moshe Rabbeinu. Gemara says over there, it's like Halacha, different things. But call him a gadol. Anybody that you bring up in your house, you magadol them, it's Kilu Noldo, it's like they're your child. Abba, you were makabel me. You taught me what Avos Yisrael is. You taught me what Asmud is. You taught me what Yashvus is, what Emes is. You taught me Achrayus. You even tried to teach me how to buy a hat. You think it's funny? I'll tell you a story, okay? Abba took me shopping. I almost don't remember. I think we were engaged or maybe just got married. Abba took me shopping. Go into the store. Abba needed a new hat also. So Abba went to the counter. It says, give me the same thing. The guy looks inside. Goes to the back. Says, try this one. Abba went like this. How does it look? Good. And walked out the store. I mean, paid, but... Abba, you were megadol me, you taught me what it means to use time. Not to waste time, but to use time.
taught me what Ava is. When we got engaged, it was like, push it. You handed me money and said, go buy yourself whatever you need. An Abba gives a child what they need. And the family remember when we went to North Woodmere Park, and I didn't want to play baseball or whatever it was, softball the family was doing. And says, ooh, Chachala, come. When I knocked the ball out of North Woodmere Park, you said, ah, yes. When I made a see him, he hugged me. Abba, when I needed Musser, you gave me Musser. And I don't like Musser, but I loved it from you. Because it was all about caring. You cared. There's one thing I never got from you, Abba. You never gave me a slap. Abba, this is such a patch. I only know one Gemara that Abba ever told me he didn't understand. The Gemara in Yuma, Ayin Beis, Amid Beis. The Gemara over there is similar to the Gemara in Shabbos, about Yiras Hashem. The Gemara talks about you have to learn Torah with Yiras Shemayim, Yiras Hashem. Rava says to the Rabbanan, I beg, please, have Yiras Shemayim when you learn Torah. Mar says, Matusi Minoch, I beg you, Al Tirtun Shnei Gehenim. Don't inherit two Gehenims. Says Rashi, what are the two Gehenims? One Gehenim is your Amo Batayra. Then you're Nifter. If you don't have your Shamayim, the Torah is not there. Gemara on Shabbos says, Mutav Shalal Lisa, but in bed you didn't learn, whatever that means. It's chaval. You're not going to have Olam Haba. And then Rashi says, what's the second Gehenim that Rav is begging? No Nenesim, Meyolam Azah. You didn't get on this one. Abba said, you could call a Melish Batayra Gehenim? You could say, I didn't enjoy. Abba, I want to tell Abba why Abba doesn't understand that Gemara. The reason why Abba doesn't understand that Gemara, simple. Because Abba has Yiras Shamayim. Your geshmak in Torah, Abba, was because you have Yiras Shamayim. There's nothing better than getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person doesn't have Yiras Shamayim can't get to the Abba of Torah that you had. Every person that knows Abba, Abba knows how much he loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this Torah. The level of Yiras Shamayim that has to have. I was reading Tehillim, davening. When I had Mahapti Sura Secho, Kala Yom Yisi Chosi, I thought about dancing with Kala Yom. The first time I met Abba, was when I came to the house to date Chevy. And Abba had a Gemara on the table. It was a sukkah. Masecha sukkah. So Abba was learning. And he, I guess, I don't know. I guess it was too early to ask me to play tennis. I don't know, but the Abba says, "What are you tying with the sukkah that's like in like a big city that has big tall buildings?" So I said, "Dal astros karnayim." That's the first thing. Maybe this is like a stretch, but what's pshat? Disgusted. There's nothing wrong with the sukkah. The sukkah is great. Sukkah is great. There's something external out there that's blocking, but the sukkah is great. Abba, you gave me your sheshi because you saw something in me special. Abba saw in every person, like we heard yesterday, every person, you are special. That last rose canine. Let's make a difference. I don't care what this thing is for. I don't care about you. I must have davened Mara for the Ahmed. I don't remember this past, the last trip. I must have been davening for the Ahmed. And after we say Tehillim. Abba walked next to me. I really don't know what was the trigger. And Abba pointed to the pasuk, the end of the Tehillim, Kaflamid, Yachel Yisrael al Adonai Kima Adonai Yachesev Arbei Mofdus. And he says to me, "This is it. This is it." And I was thinking, "This is it." Yachel Yisrael Hashem. Abba, there was nothing else but you turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has all the chesed. And it's all the ability to do what Klal Yisrael needs, what a person needs. The whole life of Torah and mitzvahs and caring about other people in such a passionate way that was so big. With room and heart for every single person. I'll end with this. The sefer is called Pnei Levana. The Chazal tell us that the Levana, the Asad, be a Shemesh. Abba, please shine like a Shemesh for Ima, for Shashi, for the whole family, for everybody. Shine like a Shemesh for us. I definitely need Mechila. Please be Michael. I definitely need Mechila. And Abba told me when I did things wrong, because out. I guess I just didn't get it sometimes. I want to thank God for everything.
Rabbi David Fine, nephew of Moshe.
I stand here as a nephew and as a Talmud. I think the tzibur here, there are probably Talmidim that are more roy than me to be masbid our Rebbe, to talk about the giant that we were zoicha to learn by, not just in 11th grade, before, after, Hasagas in Hasmada in Torah, Hasagas in Sheifis, Godless by Torah, knowing Torah, what it means to be a Ben Torah, how a Ben Torah doesn't speak Lashon Hara. There's no such thing as a Ben Torah speaking Lashon Hara. He just told us that a whole year. We learned Chafetz Chaim, and a Yid doesn't talk Lashon Hara, Ben Torah doesn't talk Lashon Hara. How Ben Torah has to know that there's a lav in the Torah called Einoaz Dvarim, and we don't say things hurtful to people. Be sweet. Be sweet, he told us. And a Ben Torah is not about just his learning, it's about being an Ish HaSholem. Everything we learned is an endless, endless amount of lessons. But like I said, there are people that have more right to talk about that over here. So I'd like to take the opportunity as a nephew. You know, throughout my life, I've been hearing people, every year or two it comes up, Roiv Bonim Doim L'Acheim, what's with you, fine? You have a Sheifa? Chazal, say something here, pay attention. We grew up, we were not just, his uncle wasn't just my uncle. It was an uncle that lived around the corner until they moved to Harborview, first on Caffrey, then on Maydor, within 2 minutes of the house. It was Yoitz v'Nichnas the whole time. We were Yoitz v'Nichnas in each other's homes the whole time. And I grew up, it was like one mishpacha, the Kalish is defined as one mishpacha. And we learned, but when I was younger, I don't know if I was able to learn what needed to be learned from him. And when I started to understand his greatness, I think, was right over here, right here on this mountain, about 30 years ago, when Bobby, your mother, was also even more suddenly taken from us. And you said, L'mishpotecha amdu hayoim ki akor lavodecha. And you said that the Gemara Nedarim tells us that when it's time, she was so spry, she was like a 50-year-old, but you taught us and you showed us that there's something called Ratzon Hashem, and we don't question the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's decisions. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is kulay chesed, whether we understand it or not, that's what he taught us. And 11 months later, again, when his Zaydi was nifter, it was all about being mekabel, the ratzon of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. A couple of years after that, my mother, your sister that you were so close to, was nifteres at such a young age. And you were so broken, we were all so broken then. And you said at the time, like, who's going to take us through this? At the time you said that she was your Rebbe and Amuna. But you must have been a good Talmud because you've taken the torch and taught us over all these years what it means to be a Maimid, what it means to understand that there's a Rabbeinu Shel Olam who loves us, and whether it's comfortable or not, everything is toiv, and you knew it and you taught it and we felt it. We always felt it. And as recently as 3 months ago around, when Aunt Hannah, your sister-in-law, also suddenly, in the prime of her life was taken from us, and you stood here, and you held us up. It was so hard, also so suddenly. And you were our rock. You were our rock of holding us up when things were difficult. Who's going to do it now? Who's going to be the one to us to look to when things are difficult, but not only when things are difficult, when we have to see the chesed, which is obvious sometimes we can't see the chesed. He's the one that showed us what it means, chesed of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, whether it's obvious or not obvious. He showed us that when it's raining outside and it's not gishmak and we're complaining, that rain is beautiful. Rain is a bracha. We don't complain about rain. And when the trips are canceled, it's a bracha. This is what he taught us. This was he was a walking lesson in Amunah. And just a couple of weeks ago, when I spoke, Uncle, we spoke on the phone and you heard in my voice that I was having a hard time with what you were going through. And you said to me, Arya, that's what you called me, Arya. He said, Arya, there's a Rabbeinu Shalom. We don't question the Rabbeinu Shalom. And everything is chesed. And we don't have anything left other than our legacy. The legacy which you left us. That you taught us what it means, Amuna. What it means that Einon Milvadoi. That we don't question the Rabbeinu Shalom. Was an expression of an acceptance that the Rabbeinu Shalom knows exactly what he's doing. If I may, you know, the Mitzvudas on the Pasuk, Mishpatecha Amdu Hayoyim, the Mitzvudas I think says, Al Pi Pshutoi de Mikra, different than what's before in the round over there in the Nedarim. Mishpatecha Amdu Hayoyim Ki Akol Vadecha doesn't mean that Mishpatecha Amdu Hayoyim, when it's time for a person to die, Ki Akol Vadecha, the Ran says, everything is going to happen to make sure that the person dies. That's the Ran, Al Pi the Gemara Nedarim. But what it seems from the Pshuta de Mikra that the Mitzvudas explains it is Mishpatecha Amdu Hayoyim Ki Akol Vadecha is the Pshat. That Kol Yoyim V'Yoyim, the Bria, the Shemaim, and the whole Bria knows that we have to be an Eved, and an Eved is someone who's machnia ourselves to Ritzoinoi. Avdus means machnia ourselves to Ritzoinoi. I just want to share one more thought that I had. You know, your uncle, you lived an interesting mix, a mix of godless batoira and your shemayim and midas toivus, but yet was talked so much about your normalcy down to earth. And I think that allowed you to be an emes Eved Hashem. You didn't allow your Torah to say, I'm on a mission to learn Torah and conquer Torah. I'm going to learn Shas 40 times. I'm going to learn it 80 times so that I can bulldoze over everything because of my Torah. When it was time to learn, you learned. But when it is time to be Mekarev, a nephew, with a conversation, a shmooze, or a Talmud, or whoever it may have been, you had all the time in the world. And when you finished, you knew right back to the Gemara. And we saw that you were waiting. While we were shmoozing, during the discussion, during whatever it was that was going on, you had all the time in the world. And when it was mentioned that you combined the guf and the neshama, just a pirush of what Meir Simcha meant, the combination of the guf and the neshama, avada, the godless b'torah, the amount of time Torah, the tzogaret. But the chelik of the guf was all about, and we all saw this, if you think about it, it was all about what I can do to include others. Those skiing trips weren't that he had a thing to go skiing, he wanted to bring his children and his talmidim to give. And the barbecues, it was all about sharing. It was all about sharing. Sharing his geschmack for life. What it means to be a ben Torah. And now you're not here. But we're going to go on. We're going to go weiter. I'm going to take your lessons and take it with us to our mishpachas. My kids know, my grandchildren, they know that they have an uncle. They Baruch Hashem, we were zoicha to know their uncle well, both when you came here and we went there. And there was a dmus, and that dmus is going to be an everlasting dmus. There's no suffix to me. And as you go up now to the Kisei HaKavod, you know, there's a necham over here that we have, that you're being greeted by your parents, you're so close to, and your sister, my mother, you were so close to, And in Shemayim now, there's a simcha. There's a reunion happening. A reunion of close to 30 years. And I have no suffix. You're going to all go together to the Kisei HaKavod and beg the Rabbeinu Shalom to give the Danta to go weiter. To give the mishpacha, the children, Einiklach, the nephews, the nieces, Talmidim, the Kehila, everybody that you meant so much to. We have no suffix that that's what's happening right now. We should be zaychetaket to ubil hamos lenetzach u'moch Hashem dimu lakoponim v'neimar amein.
Reb Heshi Grossman, a close Talmud.
Gemara Nedarim says, Tanya, Lavos Hashem Elikechol Shmoya Bekoiloi Lidovka Boy. Shalo Yomar Odom Ekra Sheikruni Chochom Shane Sheikruni Rebbe Eshanen Sheyezokin Veeshib Yeshiva Elo Lamoid Meavo V'soif ha'kovoi lovoi, sh'nemar k'shrim aletz b'isecho, kisvem aluch libecho, v'oimer d'rocheho d'arche noyam, v'oimer eitz chayim hi l'machazikim bo, v'soim chayam le'ushar. Very few people remember 1975, it's when the Kalishes moved from Far Rockaway. Moved to Far Rockaway, a young couple with four children, and they moved into our two-family house. They lived upstairs. Rabbi Kalish was my brother. He was my friend. He was my Rebbe. He was my mentor. He was my guide. And one thing I couldn't understand, you know, they had no money. It was a little jalopy, old car, four children with hand-me-down clothes and hand-me-down toys. They're living in a two-family house. You hear everything. And I couldn't understand why wasn't there any yelling? Why aren't people angry at each other? Never hear any screaming. Kids are always walking around happy. Why are they happy if they're poor? I was just a kid. I thought that if you have money, you're happy. And if you don't, you have problems in your life. And they got bizyonis. The bizyonis that they had, well, who is he? Just a little Rebbe in yeshiva somewhere. Guy can't do anything else. He has to sit and learn. That was the attitude we grew up with. I remember somebody I was very close with said to me, you know, I can never ever live like the Kalishes. You have to be very, very special to live that way. Now, look what happened. Look how life turns around. Look who has COVID, and look who doesn't have COVID. How does such a thing happen? Pasuk says, for a long time I didn't understand. Vayigdal ha-yeled, vayigamel, vayas Avram mishte gadol b'yoyim higamel es Yitzchok. I never understood. We never heard of this kind of party. What happened to this mishteh? What happened to this mishteh when vayigomel es benoy? Vayigomel es benoy means that a person now stands independent. He's no longer nursing. He's no longer getting it from somebody else. He's ready to stand on his own 2 feet. Rabbi Kalish was very, very independent. He was a very, very independent thinker. He didn't follow the pshat, the crowd, the uniform. He had no patience for it. He had no interest in it. And he suffered when he was young. He suffered from this. Because, what do you mean, you think differently than somebody else? You're not allowed to think differently in our society. L'chaira, it's because of that we learn, Afari Shel Yitzchak, I made Lefon of Tomin. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need, there's no Zechira by Yitzchak, because Ephra Shel Yitzchak is always standing there, because Yitzchak's independent, because that's called being alive. Because if a person stands on his own, and he makes his own decisions in life, and he knows what's right, that's how a person lives. That's called being alive. And I finally understood the secret of the Kalishes. You know why he was so happy? He was happy because he was alive. Because he had chios. Because a person thinks about what's right in his life, and he goes out, and he does what he knows to be right, and he raises his family that way, and we're doing what we think is right, and that's called being alive. And that's what makes a person happy. He understands. You're doing what Hashem wants you to do. You're alive because Hashem keeps you alive. That's what makes us happy in life. You know, we lost many of our rabbeim. And Kinner, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to stand on our own. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to live on our own. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do the right thing. Not because only somebody else told us to do it. And that's because the people around us, that's what they're doing. Rabbi Kalish is the one that's alive. And we're all dying. Rabbi Kalish is the one who was kosher l'chayim, remains chay, tzadikim afilu b'misasam kruyim chayim. And what he brought to the world is going to stay with all of us for a long, long time. Lech l'shalom, tanuach l'shalom, b'yamei l'tzyosher. And thank you so much for giving me life.
I was thinking about Abba's life. He accomplished so much in his 80 years, what the average person doesn't accomplish in 2 lifetimes. He was Mesayim Shas 40 times. He was Maimed hundreds of Talmidim and Erel Chabalabatim. He and Ima, Zalzayin Gesund, produced a beautiful family, children, grandchildren and great-grandchildren. B'nei Torah, Talmidei Chachamim. He didn't waste any time. The purpose of the Bechi and the Mizpeh is so that we appreciate our loss and to therefore learn from Abba to improve Avodas Hashem. I want to focus on one or two nekudas that I think are focal points or midas in Abba's personality that we can learn from. Abba took life seriously. Everything in life was a serious matter by him. I want to clarify this seriousness was not on the cheshbon of his Simchas HaChaim, but everything was serious. This caused him to take people seriously and to always treat them with deep respect. He was never mizalzel in anyone. Abba always said, no leitzonis. That was his mission. Everything he did was done seriously and chatchiladik. Most certainly his learning, but also spending time with the family and the Talmidim. You'd receive the same nazifa for coming late to the skiing trip as for coming late to shir. He was always very makpid on other people's time. whether it meant speaking shortly or starting a child's chasen at the time it says in the invitation. It was shagur b'fiv. If you start late, you're being mezalzel on people in their time. He couldn't tolerate any distortion of the truth. A wrong pshat was echt an immediate response. It's cute, it's not pshat. He stood up for the truth on various occasions in his life, many times in very tough situations. And this brings us to the second nekuda. He always remained focused. He set out to do something and wouldn't rest until it was finished properly, whether it was helping someone raise money or a person suffering a tzara. And of course, his Messiah's Chaim in Sevaradei. He was so tenaciously focused on his goal to never forget a Gemara in Shas, never, that he would force himself to stay awake until he finished. How many times did we witness in the family with our own eyes Abba falling asleep over the Gemara after coming home from a grandchild's chasana until he would finish and he would glow with joy and relief. I finished my chayda. It became the focus of his daily schedule. Everything, and I mean literally everything, revolved on when he will learn his seven blat, which flight, where to stay, when to eat, supper, family trips, etc. Abba had a small gemara and could be seen by every chasana he went, learning during the chuppah or the suda. It was never al cheshbon any bein adam l'chaveroi. He always had time for the family, for ashayla, or someone who needed his advice. He would just stay up later. Just wouldn't sleep. He remained focused on the ikrim until the last moment, the last ounce of strength. This was the source of his unusual serenity upon his deathbed in the last 2 weeks. He knew better than everyone. He used all his time and strength for Avodas Hashem. Avi, Avi! Avi, Avi! I'm the father of my Rebbe. It's time to be nifrat, to say goodbye. Abba Zaidi was always our strength, our dugma. This we will be missing. But Ima, the matriarch of the family, will continue and represent this strength for many years to come. Mirtz Hashem. And most important, Abba gave all of us, he infused in all of us, all the children, the Einiklach, the Talmidim, the koiches to follow in his footsteps. U'mach Hashem dimim al kapanim v'noim ha'amim.
Say goodbye to Zaidi feels fake. It feels really fake. It can't be. All the talk of it is smada and learning, and it's true. And what's hitting me deep, what's hitting me deeply with that is that it wasn't, it's not, when it's describing as a smada, doesn't hit exactly what he was. He was alive. It was no difference of was he skiing or learning. I never met a person more, never seen a person more alive. He was alive. He was, even as like I remember showing up a few minutes late to a tennis match with him. Life was too important. We're going tennis. That's what we're doing now. We're doing it. That's what we're going now. He was alive. There's no one ever so alive. It doesn't make sense to see him. He's too alive. He's too much tears. In the hospital room, I remember just, Keith, I sit up now. Like, I did sit up. You're too, like, he was alive. Sit up. I love you, Zaidi. We all did so much. Deeply, deeply, deeply in our DNA, we had a deep, 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 deep pride, and that's what it was, a big part of us, that we had Zaidi. We came from Zaidi deeply, 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 and we knew it, we felt it, it was deeply in our bones. Out of big, big things, new big things come, and deeply we knew everything was from Zaidi. It's not adequate, but I love you, Zaidi. I'm gonna miss you.
Abba right now is saying 100% on Burr. Right now he's saying that he wants to thank each person for coming. He would have kindness that it wasn't said, that appreciated every single family member, every anical, because we all knew we were appreciated, and he would ask that it be said it's appreciated every single person who's here for the Kavod Achron is appreciated. He would express his appreciation. It rained this morning in Eretz Yisrael, and now the weather, people aren't rained on. He's appreciating it right now. It's Pashut. The loss is staggering. The loss is a staggering loss for all the children, the grandchildren, the nephews, the Talmidim, the friends. It's a staggering loss, and we're going to process. We're going to study the loss. We're going to study what we want to hold on to and how to keep what Abba gave us. I want to describe to everybody here, just to describe the scene, if I can. I don't know if I could put words to my father's kehillah yesterday instead of a hesped. I'd like to describe, I have never seen a scene of the Levaya in my life. I've been to Levayas. I've never in my life seen the scene. My father's an Ish Emes. I'm not saying Sheker. I've never in my life, grandchildren, young grandchildren, older, all different ages, bawling, having trouble. Nobody could sleep the night before. My daughter ran over to the Russes at 4 a.m. They just got together to cry the rest of the night. The community, 70-year-olds yesterday were walking around, just the streets, walking around, this is the Emes, walking around confused, shaking. A community of Yidden, beautiful Yidden. It speaks about Avi, it speaks about Abba, and it speaks about Yidden, his city. Yidden, 70, 80-year-olds and 40 and 50 walking around, mamish, broken, shaken and broken. I never seen Rabbanim Anifterach. People depart. I have never in my life seen, they love the Rav, certainly people listen to Shiur, broken. My father would be upset if I, maybe, he'd let me say it over, please don't take this as the point. The power went out in Harborview at the end of Shabbos. The entire Harborview lost power. It never happens. The power went out. The electrical power. My friend is deputy mayor. He called the electric company. It's inexplicable. They don't know why. It went out. The kayach left the city. The uptaich, a yid who chose at young ages. We weren't there, my siblings and I. We don't know. He was young. His mother first chose to be from. He described to us over Sukkot Barichus. We had him together in our sukkah. He described his mama made a decision. Her friends chose other things. She decided to be a Shomer Shabbos. She went to public school. She decided to serve Hashem. She made a decision. She had Sveika. She decided to serve Hashem. Then she had a son. He grew up in a mixed yeshiva. He grew up. He was living an American boy, a very beautiful home. And he decided about 14 or 15, I want to be a Ben Torah. We don't know. He definitely met Rebelsky in camp, Reveli Teitelbaum. He told us those two names. Reb David Grossman and friends, beautiful friends. And he decided, I want to be a Loi Meteir. I want to be a Loi Meteir. He told us for 10 years there's a television in his room. He didn't look at the television. I want to learn Torah. I want to learn Torah. My father was once driving to shul. He never came late, each minyan. And on the way, he was listening to the radio. Aaron Judge was chasing a home run record. And he missed Cheshbon and he missed Baruch Hu. So he promised, I'm never ever listening to another game the rest of my life. And he never listened to another game the rest of his life. Now, wasn't a maisa of sounds so extreme. So what do we learn? He played tennis. He enjoyed. My father was a person of shalom. He was a person that, like my brother Meir Simcha, brilliantly and eloquently explained, he was a person of shalom. He pursued, he breathed Torah, and he took care of his body. There was no force, there was no fight, it was comfortable. It was a chiyus and a cheshek, and he brought his whole metzius into it. So a good tennis game, a good meal, each thing that was necessary. It infringed. It wasn't in balance. It made me miss a baruch hu. That's not happening. The things, each thing, bishlemus, each thing in the right amount, each thing. The chiyus. Sometimes you have an older rav, he just started a kailo. So you would think you'd have to tell them about the older days. He took his kailo skin. He skied down the mountain with his kailo. They met a young man. The kailo was with the young man. He came to the shul, to my shul for sukkahs. The shul met a young man. If you met him, he has younger light who just met him now, Elul. They met a young and fresh and excited person we never thought in the family. We thought he was going to stand up. I was alone with him. He's lying unconscious. I said, Abba, let's play a tennis quick. We'll play a set. I thought for sure he'd stand up. There was chiyus of a person who was comfortable and doing comfortably what he's born to do. He wasn't battling, beating up. He was comfortably bringing all himself to learn Torah, to serve Hashem. His love of people, his acceptance of people. The kesher he had to his shul, there's many members of the shul who are here right now. The kesher, it's a story. It's a story of our people. We're shayich to big things. That they were kosher to their rav. They're charismatic. My father spoke very nice. He was not the charismatic speaker. He was a yid who it demands. He's be quiet at the tzibur. He asked them to learn Torah. He asked, and the tzibur and him is a connection that's made to the people. He loved Am Yisrael, all members of Am Yisrael. Little boys in the tzibur, a 12-year-old boy was crying to his mother on Maitzei Shabbos. The 12-year-old boy said, Hashem is a murderer, he took my rav. The 12-year-old boy was crying because he loved special needs, all different types in the shul, but it wasn't There was nothing forced. He held of Yidden. He held of Yidden, appreciated Yidden, celebrated Yidden, was nunt, was close. A lady described to me yesterday, middle of Yom Kippur, davening, he went to check up. She wasn't feeling well. He walked to the house. This is Devarim Pshutim. He valued and appreciated people. All the children feel it, all the grandchildren, nephews. At the Levaya, nephews, grown men are bawling, are shaking. He valued people. A midah that was very important to somebody, to my tata, was honesty. Honesty and money was something that was very, very important. A message he lived by and shared with us a lot. Bikusha emes in general, when it came to money, honesty. Honesty, erlich. Everything cheshbon, everything exact, and honesty and money. Meir Simcha said this, and I think a takeaway the importance. Everything he did was important. It's describing a tennis game that you lay to the tennis. Isn't this just tennis? Life was important. Things were valued. A conversation. My mother and my father played Scrabble. It was very, very important. It was serious. It was religious. It was serving Hashem. It mattered everything. He danced at a chasna. Avrami Perry would dance and said, "Who's the youngest man at this wedding?" He pointed to my father. A chasna, so you dance at the chasna, it's a big thing. An anical, each conversation, it's a big thing. He went rappelling with my shabarach, it's a big thing. I'm rappelling with my anical, it's a big thing. We did a trip with the family, nothing was small. In a world of somebody who committed at 14 to serve Hashem, to learn Hashem's Torah, to live erlich, so things mattered. Each great aunts were important. Three-year-old boy, things mattered. It was good to eat out. He came to Eretz Yisrael and spent time with his childhood friends. They ate out together. It was a big thing. Things mattered. He gave it chashivas, like Reb Mordechai said, who my father's nachas, from Reb Mordechai, from his Talmud, his son-in-law. But each interaction with every anical, each interaction with every person was extremely, extremely significant and important. And this is something I want to try to, Abba left us, we feel very, very lost. Today there was shyness. My brothers and I were looking on, what do we do? We're just shrugging. We don't even know what to do. We lost our mentor, our Rebbe, our friend, our guide, our pride. We were trying to figure out shyness. We don't know what to call. Rev Gissinger, we called together with our tata. They're both now in Olam Abba. Abba had big plans. He had a lot of things he wanted to speak to the Chavetz Chaim about. And he would say right now to me, Daniel, he would be a little, the speeches were excellent. He'd say it was a little long. He's going to run to the Chavetz Chaim. But I ask Abba, I know you have a list of tzaddikim, the Ar Samech. He has a few horrors he wants to speak to. The Pnei Yeshua, it's going to be years. There's going to be fireworks. His Asherish Neshama, they learn alike. By his kever was something, people were there by the kever was something that's, so there's biz, but I promise my father was somebody, his tefillah was powerful. Each prayer, each tefillah. In the hospital, when he was in and out of consciousness, whenever he'd wake up, he was davening. I might be putter for many shmanesis. It could be in the family. I don't know if it works. I have to ask. I don't know anything anymore. It's interesting that I ran to be mesader kedushin. I was only willing to be mesader because I had a cell phone. And I'd call my father with every Shabbat emes, I don't know. Kol she'eni yodea b'tiv gittin v'kdushin. I asked him, and he said I could be masadr. I have his number. And I called him. I would leave many a chassan's tish to ask questions. And it's fitting that I went to be masadr, and I had a run. I flew to Miami, and my father lost consciousness, and I had to fly back, and I couldn't be Masadar. My father, I couldn't call him. I couldn't be Masadar. I flew back. And I want to ask, Abba, on behalf of us, on behalf of all you loved your family, you loved your wife, the Shalom Bayis was an Inyan by my father, Shalom Bayis. He spoke about it. He didn't need us. He was it. My father and mother, my father's covered for the mama, covered for his wife. And they went to every simcha together, nightly, simcha, every chatuk together, always together. And they had different type of clocks. There is, I don't want to explain it now, but they're different. Every simcha, say this a gosep, no. Every simcha, chasnas, brisais, vorts, afrop, they went, everybody's simcha was theirs, and they went and were part of it, tzaman, together. Shalom Bayis, he spoke about it, he fought for it, he helped people, he would drop everything for Shalom Bayis. Remember, he once spoke to his balabatim, he was giving a shmooze about learning Torah, and he was promoting a new shir. In the middle of promoting a shir, he says to the chevra, but if anybody's wife needs him home, I don't want you at the shir. And he spoke about that for a while. I said, Abba, that was awkward. You were trying to promote Limud HaTorah. He said, but not at the expense of a guy's mishpacha. In the middle of a speech, it was like strange. I remember where it was, the speech. It's like Shalom Bayis, the Akbad of Shalom Bayis. So we ask Abba, on behalf of the whole mishpacha, we ask Abba that certainly speak to the Chavetz Chaim, the Ar Samech. We ask the Amelitz, daven for your mishpacha, daven for Ima, to have koyach to keep leading the mishpacha, daven for all your children, enoch daven for Am Yisrael. You loved our people. You taught us to love our people. Daven for Am Yisrael, for every soldier, for every prisoner, for every yid, for every all the needs, merubim tzarchei amcha. And you're a person who taught us Avas Yisrael, who's lived Avas Yisrael. Please be a meilitz yosher. Please run. Maybe even quickly, the Chavetz Chaim probably will come along and you'll speak together, Zaman, on the way, but be a meilitz for all of Am Yisrael. We ask, on behalf of the Mishpacha, we ask Mechila. I wasn't Mechabit Karoi. My brother, David Shimon's covet of my father and the appreciation that has to be said, the way he's ran our family, the Bechar, the way he's guided us and held us in these couple of weeks is Nifla. So I want to thank him, but I want to ask Mechila on my behalf of not being Mechabit, calling properly. He would say something and I was Shaisik. He would make like jokes, who the real Rabbi Kalish is, and I was quiet to a late sonus. One guy had a jump shot and one guy knew Shas. Kol HaTorah, breathed, Torah, lived, I breathe, he learns. And I was Shaisik to the late sonus, only because that. Cheshbainus, maybe Gaiv, I don't know. But I want to ask Mechila for not being Mechabed Karoi, and I want to be Mespalo together with everybody that we should be La Mavas La Netzach, Omach Hashem Dim Elikim Dim Amel Kopanim.
Lefanot, הפך נשבור ואנחנו נמלוטנו. והנה יעמדו, הנה אלוהינו עלינו מעשה יודינו כוננו עלינו מעשה יודינו כוננו. יושב בבסי סרליון בצל שדאי סלוינון. אוי מר לאדוינו, מחסי ומצודו, שלא היפתח בוי. ניבוי ארצי לחום מפח יקוש מדבר הבוי. בברוסו יוסך לוח וסחס כנופוב תחסה צינו וסויחירו אמיתוי. לא יסירו מפחד, לא ילו מחצי וציו אימום. מדבר בוי וליהלוי, מדבר ירדודת ורחומי. יפוי למצילכו אלף ורבו בו מימינךו אלךו לא יגוש רק בינךו תביא ותפילו מס נכו יתראה ידו עלינו עם אחזי עליון סנטו מאוינךו לא יצאו נאלךו רוב נגע לא יקרבו עליךו אם הלוכו ויצא ולוך לשמורכו בכל דרוכךו עלי כפיים יישאו ולכו פן תיגוי בו אבן רגלךו עלי שחר חופשת שחוי תלמוי ספיר וסנין ובכל שקעת על דירו השקבו ביוד השמי יקרו איני ואיניו אימו אנוכי בצורו אכל זהו ואכל זהו אוי רך יומי מסביעו והריו בישו עושי הקביו בן מעלה ללוי מר הסתכל בישלו אישות גורים ואינה תובו לידי אבירו המאין בוסו ולענת אוילה ולפני שמיעת רוסו ולפני מי את עושית לי תן דינה וחשבוין לפני מלך מלכי המלוכים הקודש ברוך הוא עצור אותו מפה לא הייתי חול דרוכוב משפוט אל אמונו ואינו בל צדיק ויושר הוא גדוי לו עיצו ורבו על עליו אשר הנה חפופו יצל כל דרכי בני עודו לא צייף לאיש תדרוכו וחפרים על עולו להגיד כי אושור אדוי נוי צורי ולא אבלו סובוי אדוי נוי נוסן ואדוי נוי לוקו יהי שם אדוי נוי רחום יחפר ובוי נה ולא יחתיר ירבו לאושי ופוי ולא יועיר כל חמוסוין יש מי שיאמר קדיש?
גדל ומתקדש
ביום מאוד ברוך
יסד גם בזמת יפשר כצפח תוכחת וקרו משיחי חיי חוי מיוני חוי נתחי לכל בית ישראל בעגל רוב זמן קוראים ונבוא אמן יושבי רבו מבורך ולעמו מלמיו מזורך משתבח מצבח מצבח מסתסר מסעדור מסמר מסלור שני בקודשו אדום מקווה חסר משיר עשר תשו חסר ונחם עשר גם ירום ביום מוגם הוא אמן איש לא מורה בו משמע יפחי ותוי ומולהו יעל כל ישראל מבו אמן יעשה שלוי במלוא הוא יעשה שלום עלינו יעל כל ישראל ומבו אמן
אמן יוי שב בסי סרליון בצל שדאי סלוינון אוי מר לאדוי נוי מחסי ומצודו חילו היפתח בוי תיווי אצילךו מפח יקוש מדבר הבוי לברוסו יוסך לוח וצחס כנופו שחסה צינו וסליחרו המשוי לא יסבירו מפחד לא ילום את היסור ומגוי מום
Thank you. הבנים והנכדים יכולים לבוא לכאן.
Thank you. Soy el خالق گرا سمک ابو خان و نوران یارا لاسا با ابو خان دشمن یاس میگم کو چبر بو سگ کوره دیگه خود بیا به خود سگ خود اسرائیل باگلو سن کوره بمرو
באזור הכביש נעשה שתי שורות דברים לניחום אבלים לבנים.
יש מספר מכוניות שחוסמות את הכניסה בכניסה לבית העלמין. בכביש, בכניסה, בקשה שיבשו ויזיזו את הרכב. תודה.
Ah,
שלי להתקדם לכיוון למעלה, להתקדם לכיוון למעלה.
I know, it's almost over.
Thank you.
so long. This is the season.
Yes.
It's when I spawn with
been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.